Thank you, Lauren. You know, the gray hair and the wrinkles aren't the only thing that give your age away. I have joined Jim Downing, Marina Downing, Lucille, and Lauren Sanny's family. I now have to wear glasses. That is, if I want to see. I actually have three pair. I came in tonight with glasses for vision. The NAVs teach vision. It's about the only way I'll get it. I thought I came tonight prepared for Rodney to make an announcement. I'm very disappointed. I have no greater joy than to know that my children walk in the truth. And I can recall over many years Dawson travailing in prayer for our children. Part of the fruit of his death, to me at least, has been that God led him to pray, not knowing when he would answer. So often I pray and then I figure out the answer. Do you? And then you're disappointed sometimes the way it's answered. Or we are shocked the way it's answered. And so part of Dawson's homegoing, and it must be glorious to be on the other side. Do you ever grow homesick for heaven? You know, there's a navigator home on the glory side. The Lord even has sent some children on. So the navs have children. I often wonder. I've often said that what the Lord hasn't thought of, surely doth have. He had imagination that wouldn't quit, you know. And I'll just let you in on a little secret or a little something that might amuse you. Soon after Dawson went home, the children were all here. And for your information, they're all grown. And I'm in the process of growing up. Anymore, it isn't what you can tell your children. It's what your children can tell you, you know. And so I have both ears open. I try to all the time. Well, one evening they came to me at the Pink House when we were still living there and asked if I mind if they put on an evening of Imitating Dad. And I said, no, I didn't. And I was in bed. And so if you know Doss, this will live for you. You who don't, maybe it'll help you to get acquainted somewhat with this man. There are a few in the room that will really enjoy this. Bruce was Dawson, and our son Burke was a fellow on a trainee on the Glen, and he came over and knocked on our bedroom door, and Dawson went to the door. This is Bruce. He went to the door, and this fellow hung his head and said that he had a problem and that he wanted to discuss it with him. So Dawson invited him in. Bruce invited him into our bedroom. And as the fellow talked to Dawson, to Bruce, he walks along on the carpet in this big bedroom over at the Pink House. And while this fellow is trying to tell him, while our son is trying to tell my oldest son that it's a girl that he's interested in on the Glen, and trying to get his point across, Dawson has seen 14 things wrong. The grass is too brown here, and it hasn't been cut there, and there were 11 people called into that room that night by our oldest son while this fellow's trying to share his heart. And so out of a clear blue sky, they look over where I am, and Burke said, do you have to wear that faded outfit to me. And I thought, if that wasn't Dawson Trump. So he says, get up and get dressed. We're going to Michelle's. And I got up and got dressed, and we went down to the ice cream parlor. But a deal more went into it that evening because Ruth was in the room, and Faith. But Ruth is like Doss to a great degree, and it's to her disadvantage because she's a girl. So she gets into a lot of trouble. But all joking aside, gang, it's marvelous privilege for each of us tonight to be here. We actually are here because of one man. I'm here tonight because one man was faithful. And that's the man who led me to Christ, to the saving knowledge of the living God. And this past year has been a very peculiar year for me. And just recently, I was in a circle with five leaders from a certain section of the United States. And they were sharing temptations, bewilderment, sin. And I couldn't help but think as we sat there that Satan is a trained strategist. He doesn't give up until he must, but praise God, he must. He's cunning. And if you want to pray for me, anything at all, I would be grateful and eternally grateful if you would pray that God would keep me from sin, that he would keep me from evil, and that he would keep me from the evil one. Our son-in-law, George, I read a two-page on both sides letter to Lauren today from George that I received yesterday. And George has saved questions that I almost think that Chuck Farrell ought to go along. Or I stay home and Chuck go. One thing that George said was that Doug Sparks, who heads all of our European, he and Leela are in charge of our European work, sent out a memo saying that you're going to be checked up all summer long on your memory, your review, and your witnessing, and what's the other spoke? So George said, I would advise you to bring your memory packs with you. And he said, and by the way, could you give me some hints on how you and Dawson took care of reviewing your back review? So I wrote back and thanked him for the compliment and said that when we got together, we'd just share together and start all over again. The older I get, the less I know. But the one thing that I know that no one can take from me, and that is that I know him, and that I belong to him, that I have been accepted in the Beloved. And it's a privilege to be on this hallowed ground. You trainees, I'm sure you can find 10 things to complain about. The only place that I know of that you can be and be divinely happy and where everything would be perfect would be heaven. But listen, dear ones, this is God. And I often think of Zacchaeus. I think of the tree, the sycamore tree. Can't you imagine the Pharisees and scribes fussing and fuming and hollering when someone came along and planted a tree when there were 100 trees already there? Why that? Well, this is a command. I must obey. This tree's got to be planted, you see. Jesus is going to walk by here, and Zacchaeus is going to climb this tree to see Jesus go by. And if he hadn't climbed that tree hadn't been planted, and Zacchaeus hadn't climbed that tree and invited he came out of curiosity to see Jesus, invited Jesus to his home, and he was saved, converted. And I think of when General Palmer came out here and looked the territory over and had to fight off the Indians. And I understand the most fierce tribe, or among the most fierce tribe. I imagine that the Pharisees in our little city down here thought, how stupid can you get? And out of nothing, he builds a castle. But you see, God had a plan. And before the foundation of the world, he knew that the navigators would be occupying it for a while. But gang, I don't happen to be in love with Glen Eyrie. And my happiness, Glen Eyrie adds to my happiness. But my happiness isn't wrapped up in Glen Eyrie. Nor is my happiness wrapped up in people. They add to my, I love them. I love you. I love every one of you. But listen, apart from falling in love with a lover of our souls, there's no hope for us. Because tomorrow you could, headlines, Glen Eyrie burned to the ground. And I recall when Doss went home, one of our fellows called me, and he started crying, and it was several hundreds of miles away, and he said, Lila, we might as well fold up the book. We might as well close the door. Doss is gone. And I asked, is this so-and-so? And he said, yes. And he says, well, I said, well, the future is brighter than the past ever dared to be. This isn't time for retrenching. He says, is this Lila? And we've had five gloriously rich years. We've seen miracles wrought right here, in lives, in women, and in men. And it took a miracle. It took a miracle of grace to bring each one of us here tonight. And dear gang, when the going gets tough, and it will, and I hope it does. I just hope it does. When the going gets tough at Glen Eyrie, count it all joy. Can you imagine the great God, this God-man who lives in the heavenlies tonight and who lives in your heart, is giving you a test to see if you can withstand what you have prayed about on your knees? And he comes along and says, well, I think I'll just give you a test now. And I'm just going to see if you meant what you just talked to me about the other day. And you didn't. You might have meant it at the time. And we didn't. I don't mean to be excluding myself. So if you ever want a real feast, I'd suggest that you take the 8th chapter of Deuteronomy and examine your heart. If you are of the mind, I feel led to ask you to pray for our daughter Faith. She's 20 and a half. And the P.S. on George's letter, I wrote to ask him, see, this is a servicemen's center, and it's quite a responsibility. And I carry the full weight of it before God to entrust a daughter in a situation like this. That is an unmarried daughter. And George said that she has a great potential. This girl does. Well, it was a comfort to my heart to have him say that much. We are trusting God as a family that is in prayer that God will work a miracle in this girl's life this year. And for your information, I'll be traveling to various headquarters. There's a lot of Trotman under one roof. And I know only too well that we should separate once in a while. So I plan to take Faith to the Navigator Conference in Copenhagen and then to see the Scandinavian countries while we're on that side. And then come back for a while and help Ruth and George. And then go to some other quarter. I expect to take Faith to see all of the headquarters. And we will work out from the headquarters so that she will see the real living and see the real conditions. And at the same time do some sightseeing. And so with that in mind, I'd like to share this in closing. And this is Philemon. A grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God, making mention of thee always in my prayers, hearing of thy love and faith which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. For we have great joy and consolation in thy love, because the bowels of the saints are refreshed by thee, brother and sister. Wherefore, though I might be much bold in Christ to enjoin thee that which is convenient, yet for love's sake I rather beseech thee, being such as one as Paul the aged, and now also a prisoner of Jesus Christ, I beseech thee for my son Onesimus, and whom I have begotten in my bonds. And to say it my own words, Onesimus was a slave and he was unconverted. And Paul was a prisoner, and he was sent to prison to visit Paul, and he was converted. And Paul sent him back a new man. And he reminded, in the letter, he reminded Philemon that he would find him of little worth, or at least before when he sent him. But now that he's converted, he wants him to be received as you would receive me, as you see Paul. There's one part of Philemon that bothers me, and it's the part that I need desperately for my own life. There's much of it that I need. And I read this often coupled with 1 Corinthians 13 and 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. And the part that really gets to my heart is this. If thou count me therefore a partner, receive him as myself, and if he hath wronged thee or oweth thee anything, put it to my account. Put it on my account. I, Paul, have written it with my own hand. I will repay. And I don't know anything about that, but that's what I want for my life. And it seems to me that when someone has wronged us, the very first thing that we do is defend our position or try to make amends rather than take it, and then take it for the other fellow. And that's what I want for my life. And I would like to say publicly tonight that it's a thrilling adventure to be on this team. I very often ask how I'm treated at Glen Eyrie, and I say queenly. And that's exactly the way I'm treated. Not that I'm a queen, but I'm treated like one. I love these men, and I love the women who head various phases of the work. And I thank God for Lauren. 2.5 years, I believe, before he and Lucy were married, he lived with us. And Dawson talked a great deal about his boy, Lauren, before I met him. And I met him in Northern California at a conference. And the same day I met him, I met Cliff Barrows. And so when we got alone, Dawson said, "What do you think about my boy?" You know, real excited. And I said, "Well, I was rather disappointed." Never dreaming that that night in church he'd share it. I expected to see a tall, real broad shoulder, handsome brute, you know. And at first I got mixed up with Cliff. And Dawson told this, and I said to Dawson that night, "Lauren will never speak to me again. Never." Little did I know. But I have never been disappointed in Lauren. Bless his heart. He hounded Dawson's heels until Dawson did something about it. He put him off and put him off and put him off. He came over from Bible Institute for help, you know. But he just decided that he was going to make this boy drool. Well, after Doss said he drooled a bibful, well, he took him in. And it's a privilege, really. Jim and Marina are very, very special to me. I do not want to overlook Lucille. Excuse me. Lucille, I think about 2.5 months, I believe it was, she worked in, I worked for her in our home. Before they were married, and they had Tommy while they lived with us, and then Doss sent them on to Seattle. And then they came back and lived with us, say, 9 or 10 months with 3 children, and we had 30 living with us during that time. And Lucille and Lorne, on their honeymoon, Lucille called and asked if they'd come home. And I said, sure, what's the problem? See, it wasn't time to come home yet. And they were homesick and they wanted to come home. And she said, by the way, you might be interested in how to cook rice. And so she told me that you just take a pan and put some water in it and bring it to a boil and put some salt in it and put the rice in it and stir it occasionally and then serve it in the garbage pail. So we had to learn how to boil water and how much rice to put in. But really, it's been a great joy and a thrill to me. Lauren and Lucille are very, very special to me. And I love them dearly, and I just simply don't care who knows it. And Jim and Marina hold a spot second to none in my heart. Jim was converted in the early beginning of our work, and I honor these four tonight. They mean much to me. And Jim was the man of few words, and when he said anything at all, I heard it. And he's 5 months older than I am, so I always had to look up to him. And I remember the day he said, well, if the Lord sticks one on me, Lyle, I'll take her. You know, and I'm so glad that the Lord stick Marine on him. You ought to ask him what verse he used, by the way. It's very interesting. And Marina took care of our daughter Faith when she was 3 months old, so that I could take my first trip to the East Coast, and with Dawson to New York. And so there are memories. They have albums I'd like to burn, but there are memories that I never want anyone to take from me. And so these four have a very special place in my heart. And Jim, from the almost the beginning of the work, and Jim has been used of God in marked ways in our life, and he startled the teeth out of Dawson's head, I do believe, and at one time, and Dawson was busy about many things, but wasn't taken care of what God had called him to. And this babe in Christ was used of God, and it was humiliating to us. But it bore fruit. And so tonight I would honor Lauren and Lucille and Jim and Marina publicly, and to tell them that I thank God upon every remembrance of them. And I just shared with Lauren that if I didn't get to Germany, I would meet him on the glory side, and so he gave me a message for Doss. And I'll be glad to give it, by the way. And if you hear that God has called me home, I'll be the happiest woman alive. And I'll be waiting for you. Thank you so much.
I told Lila that when she was going to Europe that she wouldn't mind. I had some business for her to take care of in various places. Next time I said, no, I don't think that's fair. I think I'll let you go over and not burden you with any business. But then today I said, if you happen to be in Sweden, why, here's something. If you happen to be in Switzerland, why, here's somebody you could see and tell them this. But we want God's will for her, and that all that God has for Lila this year shall be fully accomplished. And to that end, we want to unite our hearts in prayer for her children, the things she's requested. And I'm going to ask Jim Downing if he would come up, please, and lead us in prayer for Lila. And I'll ask, please, if we'd all stand.
Shall we bow our heads together? Our Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we are grateful to Thee tonight that Thou hast revealed Thyself in all of Thy fullness. We know that Thou art the all-sufficient One. Thou art the God which hears and answers prayer. And as we have heard this testimony tonight, we are reminded again and refreshed by the fact that Dawson and Lila have grown up together in the very atmosphere of answered prayer. And this is so characteristic of their lives and ministry. And so our Father, as Lila undertakes this trip, we know that it shall again be one in which there is much of Thy intervention as Thou dost hear and answer prayer and bless. And so we pray tonight as Paul prayed for the Thessalonians, that Thou wilt preserve her body and her soul and her spirit. We do pray, our Father, that Thou wilt undertake physically, that she shall be fully prepared for this trip and for that which lies ahead. We pray that Thou wilt undertake in an extraordinary way to restore and refresh her as she's been so busy right up to the last moment. And our Father, we pray for physical safety as she travels in the air and from place to place. Our Father, we do pray that this shall be, this time away, shall be the highest peak in her spiritual life which she has ever known, in her enjoyment of Thee, and in her ministry and sharing with others. We pray that Thou wilt preserve and keep her mind sharp, and her heart overflowing. We pray that she shall literally represent and be Jesus Christ to other people. We remember the words of the Lord Jesus, among the last words that He spoke, as He said, "And whatsoever ye shall ask in My name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." And so we claim this promise tonight, asking and believing confidently and expectantly that out of this trip Thou art going to gain great glory to Thyself through Lila and her ministry. And so we commit her to Thee to this end. In Jesus' name, amen.
Remain standing, please. Thank you, Jim. Lila, we greatly appreciate the way you have opened your heart to us. And, of course, those who also knew Doss were, you could see the smiles on some as Lila told this family incident that night. And so Lila's got an extra day here. The reason is because she's been kept so busy up to the last minute. So maybe we can try to leave her free tomorrow. And we'll see her off then on Saturday. Ron Orley's going to lead us in a song. That's why I'd like you to remain standing.